Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of BBS Film Productions Final Cuts podcast. We're here with our special guest, Brandon Cobb. He's the owner of MarketingExec.us. He is a marketing master who previously used his talents to help him produce 7 feature films with distribution and financial success. He now consults with a variety of companies with their marketing needs. In addition, he is currently advising on 3 movie projects, which includes navigating through attracting investors, talent, and distribution, plus full guidance through the production from start to finish. We're excited to hear his story. So welcome, Brandon.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, this is awesome. And I don't remember how we met. I think it might have been through LinkedIn originally.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
It's what LinkedIn is good for, I guess, is networking. So
Exactly right. So tell us about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been marketing for 15 years, the period there, obviously, like with all marketing, we're using a lot of video, and actually just helped a guy launch a course on how to make magnetic videos that attract customers. But, you know, I had my stint in the entertainment industry. And so marketing had helped me create these seven movies that we talked about. They, you know, full distribution, some opened up in some theaters and at a variety of cities across the United States, all went on all the digital streaming platforms. One went on Stars, a couple others selling through Walmart, you know, selling out over and over again there. So I guess I understand how to bring a movie to life and how to see it from start to finish.
Wow, that's so cool. And that's of such interest to our audience. That's really what we're all about, is talking about video. And a lot of movie makers come to this, you know, budding movie makers, and they want to learn all about this, which is cool.
I can imagine.
So how'd you get started in the business?
Well, you know, where I went to school back in Ohio, I chose the only university that had a fictional film program. So other schools had a broadcasting program, but obviously a little, you know, quite a bit different than filmmaking. So I went to University of Toledo, and with that, I picked up a public relations, a communications major as well. So I had film and public relations, and that's where, you know, those are a perfect fit that creates a marketer out of that. But anyway, while I was in school, how did I get started? I mean, I guess, you know, it goes back to an early age, because like in high school, I had a local TV show on television in our local county. I had in college, I did internships with MTV and Times Square. I was in their on-air promotion. So it was, again, making commercials. So it was kind of like on the marketing side of TV. And then I went out to LA, and I was at Paramount Pictures in Hollywood, helping to launch a channel called Epix, which has now transformed into MGM Plus. Yeah. And so, you know, with all those experiences, I guess that was the base layer, but then none of that is what I guess I'm here to talk to you about today, which was everything that happened after that.
Okay. All right. So tell me what happened after that.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny how connections that you don't necessarily think you don't always see at the time when you're going through an experience how it's going to help you later. Yes. And so at one point, one of the times I was trying to move out to LA and get set up, I just had to take a job. I was working at a yacht shop in Marina Del Rey, and a guy named Margarito Rodriguez, Mark, him and I, you know, became good friends and stuff. He was working around the shop, and I came back out a few years later. I was doing a commercial. So I met him for a brief period when I was in LA, and then I moved to back to Ohio. I was doing a marketing job for a corporation with 500 stores. And I came out to California, Southern California, to shoot a commercial. And when I did, Mark saw all this film equipment in the back of the rental car. And he was like, "Oh, I didn't even know you wanted to do film." And I was like, "Yeah, that was the whole reason I was here, you know, before." So he's like, "I got a friend that's doing a documentary." So he took me over to a friend's house, and They were getting ready to go over to South Africa, or I mean, sorry, the Sudan and Africa to shoot a documentary on 3D printing prosthetic arms and for people of a war-torn country and, yeah, you know, create these arms cheap. And it was with Intel and HP. So it was like a big, you know, big production. I was like, wow. So I stayed in touch with those guys. And when I came, so, you know, this is a weird connection. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All connections matter. Mm-hmm. But he connected me with them. I came back out after doing an MBA. I came back out to LA in 2015. And when I did, you know, looking for a first job, I ended up getting in with that company. It was called Not Impossible Labs. And they do lots of viral documentary footage and things, but with big brands. So they show big brands doing good in the world. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of, you know, I was meeting some celebrities like Katie Couric came out from Yahoo News, did something, a story on us. And there were some other things. We were working with Beats by Dre and some others. But that's not what I went to LA for. It was to make fictional, you know, full length feature films. So I, after doing that for a year, I left and just started a hustle on my own. And with this, I used my marketing experience to create basically a network and a synergy to get projects made. So what I did was I took, there's some industry databases of executives. And at the time, I don't think it exists anymore, but the Variety publication had a database. And so, and there's probably, I don't know, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 executives in this database. Small companies all the way up through, you know, HBOs and Disney and whatnot. And I paid another kid that just got out of college. I paid him it was like 8 cents an email to send an email that looked personalized for me. Now this was before, I mean, there was MailChimp and there was these other things that you can mass send emails, but I didn't want to look like a mass send email. I want to look like a personal email. Now you can do that through Gmail, but through third party platform. But at the time you couldn't really do that one-to-one look. And so I had him adjust them and just work to set up meetings. And I was taking, for the years of 2016 through 2018, I was taking about anywhere from minimum 5 to maximum like 12 meetings a day. And they were all in person. This was pre-COVID. I was driving around LA in the LA traffic, trying to plan out coffee shops and offices that were nearby each other. And what this does is you start to hear of a lot of half-baked stuff. So there's projects that either have a little momentum, like they have some type of actor attached to them, or they have the really interesting story and they've got an investor interested, but it's a chicken and the egg, because with producing, you can't attract investors unless you have talent, because the talent is what makes the project bankable for the investors to get their money back. And you can't invest talent without investors. So it's like, which one's coming first? And then, basically from going out and finding all these projects and you're meeting with post-production houses and crew, and you're meeting with executives at some of those big companies, HBO, Disney, different things. Yeah, right. And so you're just putting the pieces together and it becomes a puzzle. And you know, this piece over here that you never thought would have much effect suddenly somehow has a synergy and connects with this piece. And then you get it funded. And that's a step one. I can go into detail about some funding strategies if you'd like.
Yeah, you know, tell us a little bit, because I think a lot of the people that are listening may have an idea, they just don't know where to go with it. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to ask, you know, so the same thing. There's like, you know, I have this great idea, I have this great movie, how do I get it to the next level? So,
I mean, I think one of the projects I'm advising now is working with, we hired for around $10,000. We hired Buffalo. So they had a little seed money there. And then we hired Buffalo 8. It's a company out in LA that produces a lot of independent films. And we were having them make all of our assets, our deck, our shooting schedule, our budget, some of these things. And then they've got connections that help start to get some of those synergy pieces. I've been, you know, down in San Diego for a couple of years, so I've been a little out of it recently, but they're still active in all those connections. And And it's really a momentum, because once you get something on maybe a local athlete that you know, or a local, then, you know, the momentum builds. Well, what I was going to say about strategy, though, is, you know, there is the whole concept of you get a lot of papers that can be banked against. So what we did for one of the larger projects that I produced, it was a $3 million John Cusack film. And there was basically, John Cusack was going to get us a $550,000 minimum guarantee. And so we take, we know that, we have that from a distribution company, a sales company that is telling us if you can get him on there. And then we go to him and we know his rate. And then we come back if we can get that in paper, that 550, now we can go to somebody who will fund that 550 paper for 450. And then we take cash. I mean, he doesn't work for that cheap. So it's, you take cash and you take a little, you've got 450, and then you take some cash and you put it on top of that. And now you've got enough to get a signed offer. But that's, at this point, all your funding is going towards one actor. So, but that's the momentum. That's the spark to help catch this, you know, to let this go.
So question, what would it take to get someone like a John Cusack in your movie? What's the range of salary for something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Nick Cages, the John Cusack, some of these actors, I would say give it $1 million.
$1 million?
Okay. for a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, so they
more than a cameo. As with,
no, not a cameo. As I mean, we're talking a couple of days of work. Sometimes they don't care so much about how many days that even is. They care how you're going to use. Are they going to be on the poster? Are they going to be, is there, because you're piggybacking off their name and they know that. So you need to, they want to be compensated accordingly based on how they're going to be used. So it's all negotiation there. Yeah. I've hired some actors less than that. I've hired a lot of more actors that are in the 20, like there are some recognizable names, but 25 to like $100,000 range. Yeah. But those guys up there at that million, you know, you can, I use, this is inflation period now, so things are going up for them too. But those guys bring a minimum guarantee. The smaller people won't bring a minimum guarantee to your project.
You know what really surprises me? How, who is it? Die Hard guy. Yeah, Bruce Willis. I see him in cameos for like 5 minutes, yet his picture's on the front of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Just,
well, that's a little misleading, right?
Yeah, you know, you feel a little let down sometimes with some of these guys when they do that. But, you know, hey, I think everybody understands that, you know, there's a value to their face and what they do. And, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah. And Bruce, you know, he's had some health problems. So I think he's retired now. But yeah. but at the end of his career, he was punching these out like that.
Yeah. I noticed that. So with your company now, what you're doing, who would be like the perfect client for you? I mean, who would you say you work with?
Yeah, so I would, at this point in my career, I'd like anybody who has at least funding where they're able to pay, you know, a hourly rate. I charge right now, I charge $100 an hour in 0.25 increments. So it's 15-minute increments, as much or as little as needed. It's an S corporation, so you can just pay the corporation. You don't have to hire me as an independent contractor and, you know, do 1099s and all that. Sure. You can pay by Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, and it can be as little or as much as needed. If you need an hour, if you need 20 hours, it's as little or as much as needed. Walk you through all the steps, because not only is there the the financing, then there's the whole production, how you hire the right crew, how you really go get all the rest of the cast filled, how you go get the locations and the permits and all that. And then it's once it's made and you edit it, then there's the distribution of it. Because as a producer, you're really, you're getting the investor's dollar, but you're also responsible for getting the investors back their dollar. So
yes, exactly. Well, that makes sense. I actually have one that I'm going to talk to you about later, but I've been doing it. I've been working on it for 3 years. It's a book now, but it's not, to a movie. It would make a great movie, but that's another story.
There's ways forward for that, and that's my perfect client. Just anybody that can not hope to just put me on as an attachment to the project. But I'd rather just consult about it.
To nuts. You'd love to do like a whole, is that what you're thinking?
Well, I'm saying somebody that I'm not taking responsibility for the project, it's more giving you consultation to from the knowledge, the experiences I have, how to move forward, a paid consultation. A lot of times in these films, producers are, the ones that they don't get, nobody really gets paid until the movie's fully funded and green lit. So where I'm getting at is if somebody has a little, like I was saying, Buffalo 8, if you had a little funding, a little seed money, and you want to know how to move this thing forward, that would be a good time. Or if you get into a situation later and you've already got it made or half made or whatever it may be, can try to come up with some ideas to get you through the finish line there.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, it's good. It's good to know that, because I've talked to a lot of people on these podcasts that one was doing unscripted, TV shows. And this is a nice niche because no one's actually came on and said, I produced something from start to finish and it's done well. And you've met with some pretty big actors too, which is really cool. So anybody coming new to this industry, getting into it, what would you suggest them to do?
Well, I would say from the beginning, like I said, that you don't always know what connections and what experiences will help you. So if you're in your home, your local hometown in the Midwest or wherever it may be, just be getting involved with local productions there, local film festivals, local TV stations. I worked at a sports TV station back in Toledo, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And just anything that can possibly relate. Don't get frustrated with the fact that, some of it's not, almost all of it is not, it's not that glorious and this type of thing. But, and then ultimately save up some money and move to where it's happening. I know we're in a digital world, but when I did that internship back with MTV, I think that is what actually made me ultimately move to LA later, because they told me when I was there, they told all of us in this industry, if you want to do it, you need to be where it's being done. And, in LA, for movies, it's still where it's at. I mean, that's where the executives are at. I think obviously tax credits and different things will send people different places to go shoot the movie, but the planning, the connections, those kind of things still come a lot of times in LA.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, you definitely sound very knowledgeable at this. You got the experience. So how can people reach you when they want to do something like this?
Yeah, reach out to me at Brandon, Branden, @marketingexec.us, or you can go to marketingexec.us, which is a website, and see some other stuff. You can find me on IMDb if you're interested in looking at some of the past projects. Find me on LinkedIn and send me a message there too. But between those ways, you should be able to get a hold of me.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Anything else you'd like to add, Brandon, at all?
Well, I know when we spoke pre-recording, I was telling you about how you piece together getting the financials back. And I guess let people know that once these independent movie projects, rarely are they going to be just acquired by like some big studio or something. They're probably going to go through some sales company who's going to a variety of film festivals, and there's buyers going to those film festivals, and they're purchasing up territorial rights to it. So United States may be one of your, or North America may be one of your larger territories, but there are so many countries across the world that you can sell 5,000 to some TV channel that's got rights, or to some airline or something. So you piece together lots of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 sales to a variety of countries. And then that comes back and pays back the investors. I would just make sure, a lot of times independent film projects lose money. And so I take an approach that you have a fiscal responsibility to the investors, and this is not just a passion making thing. So I would just make sure you've got a realistic way or path forward to collecting back all that investment dollar, because I've seen a lot of people they didn't always do that. And and that's not going to leave, your investors happy. And if you leave your investors happy, if you do get one made, then they're going to be more likely to come back. And that's a single principle of marketing. It's easier, it's cheaper to retain a customer and have customer loyalty than it is to find a new customer. So your investors or your customers, keep them happy and they'll come back.
Yeah. So you say you have 3 new movies you're working on now?
I do. Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Working with a couple people I've met through the years there, just some really good, straightforward, straight shooting, honest people that I really enjoyed working with through the years. And, when I came down here to San Diego, I didn't have the intention on really doing movies much more, but they kind of kept pestering me to see if I'd help them out. And now I guess it's opened the door back up. I'll, share my knowledge with you guys if there's anything you can pick from my brain.
Awesome. Well, that's great, Brandon. I really appreciate you coming on today. And I know our viewers and listeners are going to love hearing your story. And once again, tell them how you can reach you just really quick, and we'll head on out.
MarketingExec.us or Brandon, Branden, at MarketingExec.us.
Awesome.
And thank you guys very much.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes as well. Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to seeing your movies on the silver screen and watching this video when it's done. So thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.
Let's face it, everybody loves to make podcasts and vodcasts, but nobody wants to edit them. Well, except for us. At Premier Podcast Productions, we professionally edit and distribute podcasts and vodcasts for companies around the world. Our process is simple and affordable, allowing you to stay focused on what you do best, developing great content and building your subscriber base. From recording and editing to final distribution and marketing, we can help every step of the way to make your podcast stand out and get the results it deserves. Contact us today at premierpodcastpros.com to take your podcast to the next level.